This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You want to read news? You want to do adult talk? What do you think? What do you think the world wants?
Me to have a forever mute button?
We'll let five decide. And of course, best three out of five, we'll get it. Okay. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning. You want to adult toy or you want to hear the great news of the world?
Let's play some adult toy prices, right, Johnny?
All right. Well, listen, you're a dude. You want to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Next one. Keep track. All right. Do you want to play adult toy or the news of the world?
Nikki, I love her and her news of the world, but I think adult toy is going to have to be my vote.
All right. You want to play?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, you're in. All right. There's another one. Yeah, there's one more guy then. Adult toy or news?
Adult toy, of course.
Yes.
All right. We have an opening. Do you want to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's three out of five. Looks like we're playing adult toy prices right.
Consider my vote in four. Yay.
Well, what's this one? You're on the air. Good morning.
I want to play adult toy prices right, and I am ready to go. Oh,
listen, I want to put you on. Hold on. So that's, we got three guys, one girl right now. We have room for two more girls. 576-7989. We will get you in. Let's do some dildos, people.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
I see Jed and Scott and Bobby are going to play as men. I see that Caitlin wants to play. Jake is talking to two other girls. Well, let's do the guys first. Jed, you voted. Your voice was heard, cast, and you won. We're going to play Adult Toy Prices Right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I'm 42. I've been with my wife for 20 years now. I've got one really creepy sleeve that I won from T-Bone, I don't know, about 4 years ago. And that's about it.
You sound like a sexual degenerate, Jed.
Yes, I am.
You know, I just realized halfway through, I'm like, this is my friend, Jed.
Of course it is.
Hey, yes, Jed.
That's why he's your friend.
That's right. I'm like, you sound like an absolute deviant, you dirty bastard.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, I guess.
That's it. All right, Jed, you're going to play. By the way, Silent Bobby called me. I missed the call on Fridays. Tell him I said, hey, and I'm sorry I missed him.
No problem.
All right, then. Unless he's the Bobby on the phone, I can see coming up. I'll see who's this is. Hey, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, that's T has not learned to count yet. I got to get down. That was Shannon.
Yes, that's wrong. There's five.
I know. It's hard to count.
So close.
He's really almost good at it. Good morning.
Hey, this is Bobby.
That's okay. That's not Silent Bobby, but Bobby.
What's not Silent Bobby. I'm 33 years old.
Yeah.
I'm married 10 years. My wife has a couple of toys, but I don't. Try and change that today.
How you feeling about this whole marriage thing?
Oh, I love it.
Nice. 10 years in, you're still down.
Yeah, every day.
That's great. That's fantastic. I love to hear that. All right, Bobby's going to play. Jed is going to play. Now I got to get Scott on. If you think you can manage the buttons, team.
Yes, I got this one ready.
All right, Scott.
Morning, Johnny. I'm 32, single. I got a C-ring and a sleeve.
All right. And why are you single at 32? Were you married? Have you been married? Or did you choose to not be married? What?
I have been married once, but I'm a quitter in life, so that's that.
Listen, you had your starter marriage. By the way, you already have your stoner laugh on at 8:38 this morning.
Oh, yeah. It started selling in Kansas City. I had to check it out.
All right. Listen, so Jed, Scott, and Bobby are all three going to play. I can see that Katie and then Shannon and Caitlin are all waiting to play. But we got the guys first. Guys, just listen up.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the iMail Pocket Titterbaiter.
Boom.
See, it's a boob, but it's also a stroker. But according to the box, it's a stroke of genius.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
Fellas, now you can play with a Berkey nibble while you stretch out this soft sense-of-touch stroker. The feeling is sensational as the ridges surround and stroke you with realism. It has interior spiral ridges for heightened sensation. It's two, count them, two pleasures in one package.
Yeah, let's go hump a boob.
Oh, boob.
Guys, I guess that's what you do.
Yeah, I'm going to hump a disembodied boob.
This is kind of dipping into Texas Chainsaw Massacre territory.
Bubba's got a girlfriend.
You got one choice, boy. Sex or the saw.
And that right there, boys and girls, redefines the term sucking chest wound.
Play your miss.
It's the iMail Pocket Pink Titterbaiter, and it can be yours, fellas.
If the price is right.
Let's take a look at this. Now, tell me you don't bang it through the nipple.
No, you don't bang it through the nipple.
Where's the... Well, it's sealed up, so I'm just going to look at it through the bag, fellas. There's the weird nipple. It's the size of a tennis ball. Where's your wiener come out?
It's the opposite end of the nipple, so if it goes straight down...
Yeah, I know that, but where's
it... Well, you stretch it out. It stretches.
So does it have a hole on the other side?
No.
Oh, boy. That's not hygienically in a good position, but...
Well...
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel like you need to have a drain hole on both sides. Plus, yeah. Not to mention the fact that I feel like you could build some pressure up in there and somehow Chinese finger
back.
Trap your ding-dong.
Yeah.
No, like where you it keeps pushing the pressure out, but then pretty soon you can't take it off.
I see that.
Yeah. But this is not my problem because you're the ones sticking your ding-dong in it, Jed. What would you pay for such an item?
I'm thinking about $34.95.
$34.95 says Jed Scott. What would you pay?
$39.99.
He's got a close one there, finally, above it.
$24.99.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$12.99.
Oh, he went low.
Oh.
Bobby.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Well, you got yourself a weird pink soft silicone tennis ball with a nipple on it with a hole where you can put your penis.
Sounds like something I try.
Dude, that is so the difference between men and women. All three chicks would just hang up.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, I don't want that. That's pretty gross. Give it to somebody else.
Why would you do that?
And the other two dudes were like, man, I still would have done it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Try anything once.
Listen, Jed, by the way, not only did you lose, you also now have to take one of the morning show F-Giant Air shirts and a Federation of Horsepower CD.
Fantastic.
All right, say that. He's been writing Greg. Greg's been promising him. He's Greg's fan. One fan. The band has one goddamn fan.
The one fan.
One.
And I forgot to
How
send
many times
him
a year you get asked about your album, Greg?
Not often.
None. Jed's a genuine fan. Like, really likes it. And Jed's like, hey, could you say something? He goes, he keeps telling me he'll get me one. And I just keep at, like, you got one fan, and you can't take care of that fan.
And I blew it. He's got a CD now, though.
Yeah. Stay right there. Hold on a second, Jed. I'll give it to you at the land. Yeah. You have no idea. I had to call Greg and go, hey, man, seriously, we take care of Jed on this?
He really wants it.
I blew it. My one fan.
Yeah. I just.
Damn.
I know. All right. Let's do the land. Let's see where they're at. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
So I'm Katie, 32, married, and I've got tons of toys, honestly.
Wow. 32. And when you say tons, will you say more than 10? More than 20?
Yeah.
More than
10. I've got a few different Evolve toys, dildos, double-ended, strap-on, ball gag, handcuffs.
Wow. You just really, I mean, because those are all indicative of what you're into, right? So you're into girls? You're into bondage?
Yes.
I assumed the double-ended was for you and a girl. Could be you and a significant other, a dude, but...
No, for me and a girl. And then the handcuffs are for me. The wand is for my husband to have fun with me, so...
Wow. And how long have you been married?
14 years in April.
And how many times... how often do you bring a girl home?
As often as I can.
Oh. I feel like, does Jake tell you to tell me stuff like this?
No. Saw me.
How is it possible that every girl in the world pops out a three-way, except any girl I'm with?
It's not to you, it's them.
Yeah. Yeah, because my D's so sweet, she'd never think about switching teams.
She just can't Even think I, of sharing it.
You know what it probably is? They know if they ever get a taste of the good life, they're out. You know what everybody feels like? He really should stop asking. All right. Katie, you're going to play Stay Right There. I'm going to get Shannon on. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Shannon. I'm married. I've got a few toys, not many. And let's see, what else am I supposed to tell you?
Why is your husband so stingy with buying you toys?
You know, it's never been really a requirement. He's always been good at hitting all
that's the not, spots. That's so. Not, see, that's not the point.
I mean, you know, a few toys for every now and then, but I don't know. I guess that's what got me to dial this number.
All right. Well, what do you have, Shannon?
I've got a bullet, and then I've got a couple different types of vibrators.
Now, tell me something. Are you shy and you're not really into toys, but you'd like to be?
That's 100%.
All right. I feel you. Listen, this is a fun world we're going to live in now. Katie and Shannon are going to play, and I got to get Caitlin on. Caitlin.
Hey, my name is Caitlin. I am 29 years old. I have been with my husband for about 9 years now, married for one. And for toys, we don't have much, honestly, because I keep breaking them.
What do you? When you say break them, are they cheap that wear out, or you physically break them?
No, they're not cheap, but I wear them out.
How often do you masturbate?
A lot.
I wouldn't even have to. It'd be one of those things like she'd be like, I don't have a job. A lot of guys be like, you need to get a job. But she's like, I can't have a job because I masturbate all day. I'd be like, you don't even need a job. You stay home.
And you just start during this discussion?
Yes. Yes. That's the way you never have to go to work, ladies. Would you say every day?
Yeah.
Twice a
day. I mean, we have bondage stuff too, but, you know, that's not as fun by yourself.
All right. Well, Caitlin's going to play. Shannon's going to play. Katie is going to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, fellas, or ladies, sorry, listen up.
Oh, yeah! For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Doreen Vibe with powerful licking action.
From Pretty Love.
Lick your stuff. It'll lick your stuff. Whoa!
A little tailor right now.
Lick your stuff. It'll lick your stuff. Whoa!
Oh, God, the man in the boat is out. Battle, battle, do the alphabet swirl.
Now you can satisfy the intricacies of the clitoris.
That's right, ladies. Deliver the pleasure over and over again. The Doreen is made from super soft medical-grade silicone. It has 12 vibration settings and 3 licking functions, ensuring you can always find the perfect vibration sensation. It's USB rechargeable, waterproof, and best of all, you can resume where you left off with its memory function.
I remember you.
Which is kind of how you're going to sound when you use this thing.
Now get to licking, chicken.
Yeah! Place your bid. It's not quite a big ticket item. It's the Doreen Vibe with powerful licking action. Oh, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Get to licking chicken.
Get,
like, I feel like
something, get to licking chicken.
Something terrible happened to you as a kid with a much older lady.
Well, there was my starter wife.
That's what I'm just saying. I just feel like something terrible happened to you with cunnilingus and an older person.
Get to licking chicken.
Get to licking chicken. You afraid? Get to licking, Jake.
You afraid?
I feel like something terrible happened to him as a kid. All right, then. It looks like a pretty good item, I would say. It's made by Pretty Love. It's called the Doreen. So, get to licking chicken. What would you pay, Katie?
$29.99.
Say 21 or 29?
29.
Oh, 20. Thank you for the correction. Shit.
$44.99.
And finally, the masturbating Caitlin.
$50.
She's shooting that it's over. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$99.99.
Dang. Woo! Look at that. Yeah, you got another thing to punish your genitalia with, Caitlin.
Thank God, because I need something.
She's been breaking them all the time. All right, Katie, Shannon, you hold on. I will take care of you guys with some those Metallica S&M CDs or the F. Janet Air shirts and the stickers. Stay there. Caitlin, how about you? It's a pretty basic, your basic item. So I didn't bother getting out and doing too much of it because it's your, what were the original ones called? The rabbits.
Rabbit.
It's your basic rabbit. Only this one has the little fake tongue on it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm talking about that seems to be the new thing. Did you see, by the way, those new $350 dildos vibrators that came out that are about the size, like they're it's a bit of machinery that's came out of Silicon.
I don't know that I did.
Valley now.
Mm-mm.
I have to show you this news article I read over the weekend. I meant to send it to you. See if Jake can track it down. But this stuff's between $350 and $500 a piece.
Jesus.
Yeah. We'll see. But come by, pick up your crazy dildo, Caitlin. It's all yours. I hope you don't break it.
I hope so too, Johnny.
All right. Do you ever masturbate and listen to this show?
That I have not done.
Would have been cooler if you lied to me.
I mean, I could lie to you. That's what you want.
It's too late now. Damn it. Sometimes you don't want the real answer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get to licking chicken.
Jesus.
I feel like I should take it easy on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
that one, I think, has a whole backstory.
Yeah. No, that's all.
Real
that's
deep.
All, it's
grainy.
Well, yeah. Magda. It's the old lady from Kingpin.
Yeah.
Get to licking chicken. Dude, this is why you look to the internet for new love, isn't it?
I give up.
You should talk to someone about that.
I have.
Oh.
You did. Did you work through some of that business with a therapist?
Oh, yeah.
Get
I've worked through many a thing with my therapist.
Get to licking chicken.
Mm.
Yeah.
You still owe me another month's rent. So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises before Friday.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.